ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Tonight, I'm supposed to actually talk about growing up spiritually. But I think I will leave it till next week. But I will do something that is similar to it. I titled this, Training Your Spirit Man. Training it. You need to know who you are, and you need to understand what you have. Training your spirit man. Man, like we all know, is essentially a spirit being. He has or he possesses a soul, and then he lives in a body. I mean, if you can understand that statement that I've just made, it will help you to be able to have an effective Christian life. Man is not body. Man is not mind. Man is essentially a spirit being. But he possesses or he has a soul, which is the seat of his intellect, will, and emotions. And then he has a physical body. So if you understand it, you will know that with his spirit, he relates to the spiritual world. So the spiritual world is tangible. It's not spooky. It's not that when we say man is a spirit, it means man is literally floating in the air all around. No. Man is a spirit being. That part is the part of God in man. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, there is the spirit of man is the candor of the Lord. So God gives us understanding by the spirit man. He said he searches all the inner depths of his heart. The word heart is interchangeably used in the scripture, but he's referring to the spirit man. The spirit man. The spirit man. I mean, we know ourselves physically, but essentially, if you want to know someone, you see through them by the spirit. It's spirit to spirit interaction. Praise God. Praise God. So, with our spirit man, we relate with the realms of God. So we can't put God in the realm of feeling. So that's just pulling God in the realm of our soul, our emotion, our will, and our intellect. We can't also put God in the realm of body. So the day you don't feel like, then it means God doesn't exist. No, it's not feeling. Man is essentially a spirit being. That's the one that is created in the image and in the likeness of God. So, man lost that essence. That's why man needs a recreated human spirit. Sin separated man from God. So, but God essentially relates with us because God is spirit, John 4, 24. And everyone who will worship him in the way he has designed us to worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. In Job chapter 32, verse 8. Job 32. I want to show you something. Verse 8 and 9. It said, but there is a spirit in man. 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 It said, and the breath of Almighty gives that spirit understanding. The breath of God Almighty. I'm going somewhere tonight. I just want to break it. So next week, when we come, I will just also expatiate on how we grow from, just like a natural child. Every child starts, they started as a seed in the womb of a woman. So there is that childhood stage of everyone's life. No one is born an adult. So you grow. You grow from that childhood. You grow to the next level, and then you grow to adulthood. I mean, there was a time, if you need to go to the bathroom, they have to follow you. So in each of those transitions, or what is called metamorphosis, in each of those transitions, there are peculiarities. So I want to show you something in verse 9, but I will make reference to it. It said, great men are not always wise, neither do the aged always understand justice or wisdom. What it simply means, maybe next week, you see someone who is supposed to be an adult physically, but in the things of the spirit, they are babies. They are babies. And there are peculiarities. Babies, babyhood, childhood, and then adulthood. There are peculiarities. So, but tonight, I just want us to come into that awareness that we are not, when Jesus said we are in the world, but we are not of the world, it means that there is more to us than just my physical height or physical body or my nose. You know, those are things, if care is not taken, that we put priority on at the expense of who we really are. So, with our spirit, we interact with the spiritual. Spirits don't die. Spirit don't die. If an animal dies, animal just possesses some ability to reason, to sense danger. So, it's just in the soulish realm. So, if an animal dies, that's the end. But when man is created in the image and in the likeness of God, so we live forever. So, we are here physically. What gives expression to us in this room? You know, there's a spirit in man. The spirit gives understanding. So the soul gives me my personality. Some people are fair in complexion. Some people are dark in complexion in their body. But our soul is the seat of our intellect. As I'm speaking now, you are reasoning things out. It's the seat of our intellect. It's the seat of our will. You can say yes or no. Is this the seat of our will? And then is the seat of our emotions. So when people translate things like that, they say, oh, I can feel you, or I can't feel you. But what they are simply saying is that you are either communicating intellectually or intelligently, or I can't understand what you are saying. Maybe you are speaking another language that I cannot understand. I'm speaking English now because all of us are, that's our lingua franca, as far as we are in this room tonight, or those who are watching us online. So you can make sense. And that's the seat of soul. You can make sense of what I'm trying to tell you. Praise God. And then we have the body, which literally give us, I'm moving. When you say Ayo Daniel, the face that you want to see is this face that you are seeing. There may be another Ayo Daniel, but as far as this room is concerned tonight, there is one that you know, dark in complexion. You can talk about the heart. You even know how he speaks. So even if you are not in this room, you can recognize. There is a principle of recognition, because what gives me authority to be here is because I have this legal suit or legal clothing to be here. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. If I fall down now and life ceases in this body, what happened? That soul, the one that can recognize things, everything goes back to its original source. So maybe in a couple of days, they say, let us bury him. So the body, because it's made out of the dust of the heart, goes back to the soil. I did a quite of thing. The first thing that they said decays is your nails. We didn't. So even the body shrinks because it's made. That's why your body is sustained by the soil. That's what will sustain your body while you are here. That's why you need to eat salad. You need to eat all that you are doing, eating. Because that's the way to sustain your physical body. Your soul, which is your personality, what sustains it is knowledge, environment that you find yourself, your social interaction with people, the schools you went to, the one you are planning to. I mean, that's what sustains your soul. So as long as you are reading and you are alive to your environment, you are good to go. When someone is not feeding their mind, or they can't feed their mind, we said they are out of their mind. Is that not what we say? Or we say, if we want to just put it in a nice way, he said they are beside themselves because they can speak out of normal. They can act out of normal. So it's the seat of your intellect, emotion. So as long as you can see things, as long as you can hear things, as long as you can touch things, you are good to go. But your spirit, so what gives you personality? Man was created in the image of God. That thing goes back to God to answer for all the things that you have done in the body. So, but your spirit, that's what goes back. I mean, your spirit man reports back to the source. Is made in the image. So God takes what is his own. And then your soul gives account of your stewardship while you are here on the earth. Of course, your body goes back to the very source. Genesis 2:7. Did you get that? Because if you get this illustration as a Christian, it helps you to be able to handle life's challenges better. It helps you to be able to understand even how creativity works. It helps you to understand how God speaks. It helps you to understand. And the spirit man has a food. It's the word of God. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of God gives breath to that spirit man. That's what feeds us. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Concerning your soul, I mean, you can read the story of the rich man. Can you remember that when Lazarus died and then the rich man died, there is a principle of recognition even in the spirit. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. I know it's not, people don't want to delve into it, but that's the key. That's the key. I can be looking at you. If I have trained my human spirit, I can see into you. I can make declaration concerning you. Amen? Amen. Amen? Amen. If we understand how this works, when we gather to pray, we can agree and people can see things. They can see possibility that swallows up our physical circumstances. Did you get that? So, there is an experience. So, let's start teaching now. There is an experience for the believer subsequent to your new birth experience. There is an experience. So it's not just to be born again, but there is a dual working of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. It's called the Spirit within. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God at work within you, and then the Spirit of God, the dual working upon you. So the work of the Holy Spirit didn't just end by just being baptized into Christ, which we call the new birth experience. You know, people say, oh, I'm born again. Of course, you confess the Lord Jesus, you ask him to come into your heart, and then he becomes your Lord. You are baptized into Christ, which you are baptized into the family of God. You have a recreated human spirit. That's what happened at new birth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, all things have become new. So you are a new man. You are not refurbished. You are a new man in Christ. The original intention that God had for man when he created him in his own image is being restored back to you because Jesus paid that price. Praise the Lord. You can hear God. You can know him intimately. In fact, the whole essence of this message tonight is for you to know that it's available to you. It's not the exclusive right of certain people. Everyone, every believer in Christ can hear God. Every believer in Christ can get his direction for their lives. Every believer in Christ can have access to the depth of creativity of God. Every believer in Christ can, if you are gifted with music, you can bring heavenly music into reality. Every believer in Christ who is given to science can become an agent of change by bringing products to help us. All these phones, all the things that we do, artificial intelligence, is as a result of the depth of God touching the spirit of man. And anyone who is hoping, really, whether to good or the bad influence, can have these things. Praise God. But we are talking about the good influence. So, at the new birth, the work of the Holy Spirit is twofold in our lives. It begins to work within us. In John chapter 14, let's read some scriptures so that we can put these in the context of the Bible. John chapter 14. You know what? I'm even asking God after tonight's message, someone will begin to see solution for us as a people, whether in IT, whether in fashion industry, whether in the music industry. Because out of, you know, when there was a problem in Egypt and in that slavery, the Bible says they cried out to God and all God answered them. And then there were innovation, there are technology, there were things that was brought forth out of that experience. The Bible says in John chapter 14 verse 17, or rather let's take it from verse 16. It said, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper or another comforter. Up to this time, Jesus was the comforter, was the helper to them. But he said, he will give you another, someone in the same capacity as I am. Someone who can do everything that I have done for you. Someone who can teach you things to come. Someone who can show you things to come. Someone who, when you interact with, can reveal the Father to you. So the Holy Spirit is not dove. It's not even oil. They can be water. It's not water. All those things are just a symbol. But the Holy Spirit is a person. And that's one of the things we also must learn as believers. It's very easy because you have seen the picture of Jesus so much while you were growing up. The unseen guest. You know that sign in every house? The unseen guest, the one who is present at every dinner meeting, you know him, the way he's wearing his beard and all that, and his sandal and everything. We have that thing. So when we say Jesus, a lot of people don't have problem. But what Jesus was saying, I will give you someone in the same capacity. Someone where you have a need, you can call upon him. Someone where you are sick, he heals your body. Someone where you are confused, he can give you direction. So Jesus said, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper. And this helper has a responsibility. He said, he may abide with you forever. He said, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him. Can you see the difference between someone who has an intimate relationship by the new birth experience and someone who is just living life ordinarily? He said, they neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For where does he, is he dwelling? So he's not a dove. He dwells with you and will be in you. Does that make any sense to you? So it's not just your companion, it's actually living in you. So for you who is a believer, you must never get to a point in your life that you are saying, God, where are you? I can't feel you. You know, these are things that we say. But we have to become aware, it's in you. You must not get to that point where you say, Lord, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. You see, because he's in you and teaches you all things, he knows IT. He knows financial. As a student, he knows calculus. But whatever it is that you are faced as a challenge, what happens most of the time is that even though he's in us, we don't leverage on his help. He will not leave us as long as you don't deny Jesus. But what happens is that many things are credited into your account that you are not taking advantage of. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can I just take a side journey? It's in you to quicken your mortal bodies. Romans 8:11. He said, the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, if he dwells in you, that same spirit has the capacity to make alive. So you have no partnership with sickness and diseases. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, here, if there is any advice I can give to anyone, is that let's take God's word. Eh? To mean what he says, what he says and means. If God says, I am the heal, I am God that heals you, he settles it. I'm sure that all these kids who are among here, they have never doubted in their lives that they won't go to school tomorrow. They don't doubt whether the car will refuse to work tomorrow morning. That's not it. They don't know whether it's your last penny that you are using to buy milk. Daddy, I want apple. They just know that their daddy is the owner of the whole universe. I once met a child. I was talking to his dad. He said, okay, let's go and pack. Let's go to London. Because there is no restriction in their mind. So if you want to go to London, like you want to go to any other place, just pack your bag and go. They don't talk about visas. All the kids here, they don't have it in their mind that when we get home tonight, there will be nowhere to sleep. And the Bible also reminds us that if men who are evil, in other words, who have stuff that they are dealing with, they know how to treat their children, he said, how much more your heavenly Father. So the work of the Holy Spirit didn't end a new birth. So a lot of people just saying, oh, now I'm saved, I am born again, I belong to a church, so let me just continue. The struggle continues. A Luther continua. No. Until Victoria or Satan. The victory is certain. We are of God, little children, and we have overcome them. He said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So the work of the Holy Spirit at the new birth, it comes to live in us, but that's not the end. We push it further. Acts 1:8. He said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so when he comes, he said, you will become witnesses. Who is a witness? The one who has a first-hand experience. If whatever happened in this room, if there are two of us in this room, and then something happened in this room, and the other fellow happened to slip off, I am the suspect. I am the witness. Anywhere in the world, they will ask me, what happened? You were in the same room. You were at this scene. What happened? So a witness is someone who has a first-hand experience. So if the Holy Spirit has been given to us, what God expects us is to have the first-hand experience. That's what we need to tell people, that God saves, that's witness. God heals, that's witness. God prospers, that's witness. God can do a turnaround in someone's life, that's witness. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So the power comes to empower. You know, Jesus made the promise before the Holy Spirit. He said, it will be in us. It will not leave us. So the power comes to confirm that life of being a witness. And he said, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and then in uppermost part of the world. So that's where the training of our spirit comes in. You have to start. You know, there is a level in Christianity where people are telling you what to do. That's the level where all your prayers are answered. before you finish speaking, because God needs you to your heart to be settled in the kingdom. So before you say, Minister Ayo, that thing that we prayed on on Wednesday, God has done it too. In fact, by the time I got home, just be coming up, because you need to grow. But there comes a time where heaven looks like a brass. It's as if everywhere you turn to. So God is expecting you to grow. I can't just enter a gym now and carry 30 kg. As I'm carrying it, I will also be slaying in the spirit. But I can exercise my muscle. And that's what Hebrews says. It said by reason of usage. So we need to learn how to train our spirit man. Praise God. I say, praise God. How many of us need direction in life? Okay. How many of us make decisions concerning our career? So I'm in the right place. How many of us make decisions to write the proposal in business, to run projects and all that? So I'm in the right place. You need to know how to navigate. And then you have the comforter, the helper within you, who helps you make the decision, who helps you to say, this is the way that you should go. Praise God. John chapter 4, verse 14. So the work of the Holy Spirit is within us, is also upon us. John 4:14. He said, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water, what that I shall give him, will become in him. So you drink the water, but there is a dimension that the water in you must become what? Fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. So the work is not just to the power comes, then you can, usually it comes with an initial evidence of speaking in other tongues, but you have to build up on it so that the life that you're living becomes rivers. Jesus mentioned this river in John chapter 17. So when the Holy Spirit comes, he says it will be, he said, out of your belly shall flow. So it's something that benefits you and then something that benefits people around you. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So the dual working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, this is how it works. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. So when the Holy Spirit indwells the believer, it produces fruits. It produces fruit. It produces fruit. So by the time we are doing growing up spiritually next week, you will understand these things. If we don't allow him to produce that fruit in our lives, we will display carnality. Some people will still be children. Some people are still carrying, are still in spiritual nursery. Some people are still carrying, you know, there's, I don't know if you have seen some of these babies. Lagos people are very touchy, but outside Lagos, you see a child with feeding bottle. You know, that feeding bottle, they heat up the teeth so that the milk can flow. Some people, they were supposed to have weaned them completely, but they are still displaying that thing. And God can't really entrust responsibilities into their hands. So the fruits, see, if you want to know whether somebody, I'm not saying go and be asking whether you have genuine Holy Ghost or not. If you want to know whether somebody have genuine Holy Ghost, this experience, baptism of the Holy Spirit, look out for these nine things in their life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Can I ask for a definition? What is long-suffering? How long is long-suffering? Now I respond, brothers and sisters. Eh? How long is long-suffering? Very long. What is the end of the long? But do you know that? I mean, if we can allow, God knows that at certain stages of our life, we will need long-suffering. But we must allow the Holy Spirit to build that strength of character in us. God knows that at one stage of our life, we need kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Have you met believers who are very mean? They are very mean. No iota of compassion. He said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If you break my head, I break your head. gentleness, self-control. So against such there is what? So if the Holy Spirit is at work within a believer, these are the things that he must produce in us. There is no shortcut to it. So when we are dwelling on spiritual growth next week, you see how it is. You must learn patience. Allow him. A lot of people are not patient with themselves, so it's very difficult for them to be patient with other people. Praise God. Did you get this thing? So there is no, you can't jump, you can do, they can give you double promotion in the area of your soul. You are very intelligent, isn't it? But there is nothing like double promotion in the spirit. You cultivate the fruit. Did you get us? I just want us to, so that you can, when you understand this balance, then the activity of your soul and your body, you can subject it to the spirit. You know what? That's what Paul said. Paul says, I die daily. In 1 Corinthians 9:27, he said, there's just one thing to do. He said, I put my body under. The word high means I allow, high talks about the inner man. I allow my spirit man to dictate. I allow my spirit man to control the activities of my soul and my body. I put my body under. High. I allow the spirit man to do the domination. I don't allow my body to rule me. I don't allow my soul to rule me. You know what he says in another place? He said, we walk by faith and not by sight. And not by sight. So, the walking of the Holy Spirit, there's no way when people say, oh, leave me, oh, this is who I am. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Is somebody who is not still ready to grow. And we will leave them. Leave me. Let me give you the peace of my mind. At the end of the day, they may not have any mind left because they have given many people pieces of their minds. No, self-control. So, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us must produce this strength of character. The second working of the Holy Spirit is upon. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 11, I'm just taking my time to separate it. You will find out there that when the Holy Spirit, when that power comes, it produces gifts. So, fruits are supposed to bless you, but gifts are supposed to be used for service to bless other people. That's why in verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 12, it said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for the profit of all. Did you get it? So, you know the conflict in our world. So, you have many people manifesting the gift, but the fruit doesn't give them a balance. So, you can see somebody, they can lay hands on the sick, sick recover, they can raise the dead, but love, kindness, self-control, you can't find it. But what God expects is that we do a wholesome training. As a matter of fact, emphasis on the indwelling. Because when you can master that, when it's at work in you, it's very easy. You don't pray that you can heal the sick. Because what you are just following is that these signs shall do what? Follow them. So you are just, the strength of character of God is in you. When men say, oh, everybody's just running, etta sketa or sketa hecta, or elekata steta. When everybody, there is just that peace in you. He said, I will keep in perfect peace. Whose mind is there? Who has allowed the spirit man to control the activity? Because mind, sometimes when people are given to it, anxiety comes, isn't it? Fear comes, doubt comes. The mind doesn't, unless you subject, you allow your spirit man to overrule it. The mind doesn't understand the law of faith. So the indwelling is for food bearing, while the outpouring is for service. So under that you have word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and everyone is attracted to gift. Abi, but the truth is that is the fruits. So we need to train ourselves. to get the balance. So then what we have so far is, number one, the new birth experience is solid for every believer, where you come into the loving relationship and where your spiritual nature change, or it has changed, or if you are not saved tonight, it will change. And then God put his spirit within you to do a work in your life. I like to end this tonight that we need to learn how to cooperate with the indwelling Holy Spirit. We need to learn it. We need to learn it. We need to learn it. And there are just three things that I want to, if you want to train your spirit man, that I need to call your attention to. Number one, constant renewal of the spirit. Constant renewal. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, 16. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. So, our outward man, that is the body, is perishing. Yet, the inward man is being renewed. How? Day by day. So, there has to be. Sometimes people are aging outwardly, but it's not showing, because their spirit is being renewed every day. Did you get it? Did you get it? Yeah. That's the thing. I told you that we met 82-year-old man on Saturday. That's what happened. The only thing you can see about that man is that he has gray hair. And the Bible is so good about gray hair. It says, a gray hair is a thing of honor when it's found in the way of righteousness. Praise God. So you see people, when their spirit man is renewed every day, they are living above the situation and circumstances. And we must train ourselves that way. We must. I mean, right now in our nation, there is enough trouble that can dampen your spirit, that can dampen my spirit. Sometimes it's as if you think that you have seen it all, and then one breaking news. So you must do that constant renewal. And how do you do it? Feeding on the word of God. Feeding on the word of God. In Titus chapter 3 verse 5, the Bible talks about renewal too. Titus chapter 3 verse 5. It says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration, which is the new birth. But he's also saved by renewing of the Holy Spirit. By renewing. So, you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to be able to achieve that. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 said that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might through his spirit in your inner man, or in the inner man. Ephesians 5 verses 18 to 19 said, and do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled. Those who are drunk is just appealing to their physical body or their soul. They said drink so that you can kill loneliness, you can kill worry. But after, the Bible says, after the drink is clear, you are back to status quo. But what does the Bible say? It said, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. And when you are filled with the Spirit, it's a moment of renewal. So when trouble hits, what happens is that you speak. Have you seen those who really drink? They prophesy, you know. If it's just one bottle, they are just say, hey, good evening. Hi. But by the time he's getting to another level, you see them, hey, hey, Bobo, hey, where were you last week? Hey, hey, hey. By the time he's there, say, all things are possible. And by the time you hear it, as I am now, I am the president of Nigeria. I mean, I've seen all sorts, so I can tell you. But in this other, being filled with the wine of God, he said, when you are getting to that level, you speak. But what you are speaking is different. You speak. If you speak psalms, you sing hymns, I will not be dismayed. I set my face like a flint. This is just one rejection, but I'm setting my face as a flint. He has promised never to leave me nor forsake me. You keep speaking. That's the thing. And it's the Holy Spirit around you, so it begins to bubble. You know, sometimes in life throws stuff, and you're just lying there at the crowd. Just the music from another person, then you begin to shake your legs. Eh? And then writing, if the thing is a right melody, then it takes you up. If it's a right melody, you just see a way through that particular situation. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So constant renewal of the Spirit. Secondly, walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. When we say walking in the Spirit, is keeping in step with the agenda of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, what does the Bible say to us? 1 Timothy 4, 8. It said, for bodily exercise. Can you see now? Can you see that man is spirit, possesses a soul, and then he lives in a body? Bodily exercise, the gym, it profits what? It profits what? So the Bible gives room for you to go to the gym because it's a bodily exercise. But the only thing is that it profits little. Have you seen those with six packs? But they don't know one scripture. It's not by power, it's not by might. When the day of adversity comes, six packs is the one to first disappear. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Said, but godliness is profitable for all things. So it's not, and you know that I said spirit don't die. So it's not just for the life here, you manage it, you handle it. Jesus said, in this world you can have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer, for I have handled the world. So it's the promise of the life that now is, and now the one to come. I had a conversation some few weeks back with someone who says he's an atheist. I said, so what? He said, is that what you will say? I said, yes now. Who is an atheist? Someone doesn't believe anything. Don't believe God, Abby. So why are you bothered to start an argument about something that you don't believe in? I said, but I have one scripture in with you. A fool. Say, are you a fool? He said, no. Say, I can't be. I said, but the Bible I read says a fool has said in his heart that there is no God. There's no need to get into argument. God can defend himself. So we must learn to walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit simply means yielding. It is time to shut up. That self-control, the voice of self-control nudging your heart. No! No, I will not shut up. It is time. He said, the Bible says, he will first speak a quarrel with his neighbor. And that's the way the Holy Spirit talked to me. He said, he will be disgraced at the end. No! I will not be disgraced. My God says, I will not be disgraced. My God says... The Holy Spirit can't ask, Satan can't ask you to do good. So you must yield yourself. He said, as many as are led. It's not as many as are pushed. So you have your will. Stop this argument now. He said, no. Let me show him the peace of my mind. Okay. And sometimes those pieces of the people's mind have caused family problems that people are grappling with for decades. Just holding on to a quote that was said out of annoyance. So, yielding to the Spirit. In Romans 8:14, it said, the Spirit himself, is it 8:14? 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit. 16 says, the Spirit himself. Can you see? So it's not itself. Old translations, they say itself. But himself is a person. He lives within you. He's actively alive with you. You can communicate with him. If you master how these things work, I mean, he's your friend. So you can say, ah, mommy, business know the move. So, what are we going to do? And then it says, do this. Because Isaiah 30:21 says it. It says, you will hear a voice behind your ear saying, this is the way, walk in it. You know, the things of the Spirit, they are foolishness to a carnal man. The people who don't have a relationship don't understand it. But you need to master it. There is nothing to be ashamed of it. I've said it in the time past, I'm going to say it again. If at the end of the day, I close my eyes in death, and we find out that God is a scam, I will never have missed anything. The way I'm living my life. But it will be very dangerous. That's what I tell ages. It's very dangerous that at the end of this suffering and smiling, you now get to the other end and find out that there is a God who rules and reigns in the sphere of men. Oh boy, you are your own. You are your own. Your grandmother prayer can't save you at that time. You know, Americans is their grandmother, their mother, praying mother. I say, praying mother, what are you doing? Lazy son who is not praying. And then the third thing is learn the way of the Spirit. Learn it. Learn it. So you must learn. He speaks in quiet voices. It's like nudging. I mean, doubt can be making noise. Your mind can be scattered. But you must learn how the way of the Spirit, yielding to his voice, his guidance, his direction, is a nudging. And training your human spirit, you must be able to understand it. Sometimes it's like, if you do all these things that we buy for our kids now, it's like kolo. You throw it, you hear the sound clearly. When you throw that coin, you know, the reason why you don't know is because you've not acquainted yourself with that voice. There are certain kids here, if they are crying anywhere, I know them. I can tell you that's Jeremiah. I can tell you that's testimony. Why? By reason of association. It's the same thing. And to tell you how effective this thing, what do you call that, the thing that they fix in cars? GPS. Now it is Google. So it should tell us that if man can devise, out of God's wisdom, he can devise something that is 99.9% accurate, how much more? The Holy Spirit will give people wisdom. You know that if you are going certain places and then you missed your way, he said, at the end of 500 meters, he's going to recalculate your route for you. And then he does it. In fact, they have done it in such a way that before you leave your house, it will even show, in some advanced country where you have the day, it will show you the house, the particular one you are going to, the color of the door, the picture, and certain things there. You can't miss your way. And you know, in all those places, they expect anyone who lives in the country to become conversant with it. So if you ask people, like Lagos, you ask people, Ola, they go Ola Sunday Street. They say, go down. And it may be it's just one turn. You get into Ola Sunday Street, just one turn. Once, if I'm asking for location in this city and somebody say, I know it's not the right place. There is no need. So, what am I saying? Learn how the Holy Spirit. And you see, he said in quietness. In quietness. So, you can be in the midst of crowd. You must master it. Otherwise, what's so often access you? You pay money. Because some people are mastered there and they are merchandising people on it. And so you hear people say, what is the Lord saying? The Lord saying, I prayed for one or two people before. After I finished praying, you know, I expect him, and they were reluctant to go. Kilo de. He said, ah, Pastor, God did not show you anything. I said, he didn't show me anything. But a lot of people have made merchandise of that. So God might probably have shown them something, but like Gehazi, it becomes like something every time God must speak. No, the believer is to be led by the Spirit of God. There is no medium anymore. In the Old Testament, I mean, there is always a medium, but now we have the Word of God, we have the Holy Spirit. So we are candidates to be led. So we must learn the ways of the Spirit. We must learn to yield to Him. We must. He's a person. So God has given us His Spirit to make it possible for us to enjoy exemption from anything that will injure, destroy our peace, our health, and our well-being. God is faithful, is just. He leads us. He guides us. I mean, when we say spiritual, it's not talking about floating around with our head in the clouds. No. And the last thing that I want to mention, learn to walk in love. Choose love walk. If you really, really want to train your spirit man, choose love walk. God doesn't, it's not an author of confusion. God doesn't thrive in hatred. God doesn't thrive in chaos. So you must choose love walk. And how does that work? Love believes all things, isn't it? As a matter of fact, many people, I'm not saying all the time, but many people who have challenges with the subject of divine love is because of this particular point. But choose the love walk. If you want to know how to hear God, just choose the love walk. Love believes all things. And love is kind. Love is patient. And love covers. And if you know it, then it means you are already embracing the reality of the nature of God. And if that is what is operating, even when people want to harm you, they are incapacitated. Because you can't harm a man and a woman of love. Praise God. That's what Jesus was saying, that when you drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt you. Love overcomes. Love overcomes. If you really want to train your spirit man, choose love walk. Choose love walk. And that's the law of the New Testament. Love for God and then love for fellow human beings. I mean, next week we will look at how we put this into the context of growing up spiritually, which means from babyhood to childhood and then to adulthood. I pray that we'll be able to just examine the quantity, and then you can place yourself where you are at the moment, and then God expects us to grow, and so we must grow. 2 Peter 3:18 said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, we want to say thank you tonight.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,